From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump secures a majority of delegates needed to become his party's nominee for the 2016 presidential election. The Associated Press said Thursday the billionaire businessman had won the support of 1,237 delegates to July's Republican National Convention, a majority of the delegates attending the event, which formally picks the party nominee. The AP said Trump reached the needed delegate number after several unbound party delegates told the news service that they would support him. The man whom Trump is seeking to replace, President Barack Obama, a Democrat, was in Japan on Thursday for a summit of the Group of Seven Rich Nations. He said world leaders are concerned about Trump's political rise.
A lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through what it is that is required to keep America safe and secure and prosperous and what's required to keep the world on an even keel.
Trump has accused Obama of being a disastrous president and pledged to put American interests first in foreign policy. A migrant boat capsized in the Mediterranean on Thursday, with European Union rescuers plucking about 90 people from the water. It was the second shipwreck in 2 days as more migrants try to cross the Mediterranean en route to Europe to take advantage of good weather. The EU's naval mission in the region said it fears 20 people died in the latest sinking, adding to 5 migrant deaths on Wednesday when a large fishing boat flipped over. You're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization says it has documented the killings of almost 1,000 healthcare workers and wounding of more than 1,500 others in 19 countries plagued by emergencies. The WHO report released Thursday shows that many of the casualties among healthcare workers in 2014 and 2015 were the result of violations of international humanitarian law. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA.
Rick Brennan is the director of the WHO's Department of Emergency and Risk Management. He says the figures presented in the report are startling and indicate the devastating impact that attacks against health workers have on communities.
Every attack on healthcare disrupts the delivery of health services and denies communities access to essential health services in emergencies the time that they really need them most. Perhaps one of the most concerning findings of the report is that close to two-thirds of the attacks on healthcare, on health facilities, on health workers, on ambulances, on patients, have been deliberate.
The report says Syria had the most reported attacks on healthcare each year. Syria is followed by the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Iraq, Pakistan, Libya, Ukraine, and Central African Republic in the rankings of the 19 countries surveyed. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwe has freed 2,000 inmates as the country's prison system struggles with massive overcrowding and food shortages. A notice of the pardon was announced earlier this week by President Robert Mugabe. It was extended to all male prisoners under the age of 18 and all female inmates, with the exception of 2 serving life sentences. Zimbabwean prisoners not eligible for early release include those convicted of murder, armed robbery, treason, rape, or carjacking. A Ugandan court has convicted the mastermind of a double bomb attack that killed 76 people in the capital Kampala in 2010. The court convicted Issa Luyima of treason on Thursday, with the presiding judge saying the Ugandan man played a significant role in planning the attacks. The Somali insurgent group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attacks, which targeted people who gathered to watch the 2010 World Cup final at a restaurant and a rugby club in the Ugandan capital. The court convicted 6 of Luyima's accomplices of murder and attempted murder. All 7 could face the death penalty in a sentencing on Friday. And tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of France for a one-day nationwide strike on Thursday. They were protesting a French government labor reform proposal that would make it easier for employers to hire and fire workers, weakening the power of French labor unions. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.